Technical Fabricators.
Is Randy there?
I'll check for you. Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Mike from Cardiff.
Just a moment, please.
Thank you.
Randy here.
Hey, Randy. This is Mike from Baker Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, sorry, I don't want to take up much of your time, but I'm actually looking to follow up on a finance offer we had mailed out to you guys a couple weeks ago. But the financing was based off some past financing you guys did with a U.S. Bancorp for, looks like it was for some equipment financing, but it was a few years ago. But I actually want to just kind of touch base with you and kind of see, you know, if you guys are
well,
you know, kind of looking.
Rick takes care of all the financing nowadays, and you just missed him. He'll be back in Monday.
Got it. Okay. Does he have maybe like an email I can shoot him over a quick note? Or
yeah, it's Rick at Tech, T-E-C-H, Fabricators.com.
.com. Okay. And does he have maybe like a voicemail I can also leave with him?
No. We just have main lines. And
got it. Okay. Perfect. How's business going over there, though, for you guys right now?
Real slow right now.
Oh, real slow. When is it usually
hoping
it starts
picks
to pick up?
But
is it like a certain, is it like a certain time of the year that it picks up, or is it just kind
of
like here and there?
Well, being an election year, it throws everything out the window.
Yeah, that's all. Like, a lot of people are kind of saying right now.
Especially when you know the president's leaving office, it really
you've never
really
know how it's going to turn and everything. Yeah.
Yep. So, and we're just pawns in their scheme, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever they decide to do with us, if they throw us a carrot, we'll be happy.
Yeah, I know, right? has Rick like kind of brought up any like certain you know, like has he brought up any plans for bringing on some new equipment or, you know, on some capital?
No,
you guys
main
kind of
thing he was
on that?
Talking about, you know, not this year because it's he hasn't yet. I mean, but things could change tomorrow. You know, you just never know.
Yeah, and especially like you said, everything's kind of pending with the election too. So
you know, and a lot of ours is work. Like the last 10 years has been in the trucking industry, and it's really down right now.
Yeah. Okay.
So trying to get a lot of that replaced. We just keep scratching and clawing, you know.
Yeah. So what all do you guys do over there?
Oh, precision sheet metal work and machining.
Okay.
And then we also do, you know, this year our busy area is the, like the gaming industry.
Oh, okay.
We make parts for inside of the slot machines and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. And, oh, that's cool, yeah. So,
and
like,
then we do a lot in the trucking, a lot in the store display, you know, fixture stuff for different people and then just job shop work. Manufacturing is what we'd like to say we're doing, but there isn't much, you know. I'm hoping somehow it comes back into the country someday.
Yeah, I know.
That's really what we're set up to do, but...
Yeah, I mean, when people think of America, I mean, that's kind of like what, you know, one of the main things you kind of, you know, but obviously,
what,
you know, a lot of
that's
kind of... Yeah, obviously a lot of that, the Sigma lately has kind of gone away from that, but, you know, obviously, yeah, that's definitely like one of the roots and everything, too, so...
Yeah, it can't be too much further, far along that it's really going to hit home because nobody will be able to have a job.
Because they're creating all these other things, and, yeah, eventually, if we keep kind of going the way we're going, it's like, who's going to need any people? You know, it's going to be all computers and everything, so.
And we're going against unfair competition where China gives heavy incentives to build stuff in their country, and their dollar's not probably valued at what they say it is, you know, so that makes it easier to stay over there to, you know, I'm hoping it comes back, because manufacturing is a lot, of, you know, that's where it's fun.
Yeah, there's so much.
And consistent, you know, you need consistency.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, if you want to give a call back or drop him an email, and I'm sure he'd like to stay in touch.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so I'll send that over too as well, and hopefully, if there's not, any needs now, maybe down the road we can help you guys out with that.
That sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Randy.
You betcha. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye. You too.